Hi there and welcome to this week's instalment of Simplistic Sunday. I hope you've had a lovely weekend and are continuing to enjoy your day so far. And in this week's Simplistic Sunday, we're following on from the topic of overthinking. So all of this week, we've been covering and looking at how to relax the mind a little bit more and how to rationalize, I suppose, and look at in a more practical way what's going on in our mind that's creating this overthinking, which then leads on to fear, panic, and in a lot of cases, anxiety. And at the start of the week, when I asked you to, you know, send me on the topics you want, I explained that overthinking was one of the overwhelming and resounding topics that people wanted to cover. But also journaling came as part of that. So what I wanted to do today was to talk about journaling quickly and get it to relate it to what we've been covering this week. I find journaling is such a powerful process. I have been using journals probably since I was a teenager, starting out doing, you know, my dear diary, just a record of my day, actually probably when I was maybe 8 onwards. But as I got into my mid to late teens, I started to write more about things that were going on for me on a deeper level, or things I wanted to create or things I wanted to manifest. And then I probably didn't do it as much. And I used to come back to doing gratitude lists, which then turned into kind of journaling about where I was in my life. And I still have all of these journals and I find them, and I find it really interesting to look at where I was at particular points. But journaling is something that's a deeper process. And definitely over the last couple of years for me personally, I've used these as a way to connect to myself. So I know journaling can seem kind of overwhelming because it's that thought of, well, one, am I going to make time to do it? Two, what benefit is there from it? And three, how do I even go about? What am I supposed to be writing about? So I've been giving you some workbooks over the last number of weeks to help you either print them out and get put pen to paper, or even, you know, type in the Word document. But there is such power and benefit from sitting down and literally putting pen to paper. To bring yourself into a relaxed space, you might want to put on some meditation music, have a bit of essential oils burning in the background, whatever it might be, is to bring you into a place where you're really connecting to your subconscious. And that's what journaling is all about. You can start this process by simply doing a free writing exercise. So write down a statement like, I am fearful at the moment because, I'm worried at the moment because, I'm looking forward to great things because. And literally what you do in that moment is just to sit and let the pen take over. Don't judge your thoughts, don't stop your thoughts, just let the pen take over. And what you'll actually find is whatever you're writing is coming from a deeper place within yourself and coming from the subconscious. And when you finish that process, you can read back and really get some powerful insights to how you're thinking and where you are in your life at this time. I also find it very powerful when I meditate to, if I'm in a silent meditation, not a guided one that I might be listening to, silent meditation, where I would often visualize myself sitting at a table, maybe speaking to people that have passed over belonging to me, or a guardian angel, or whatever energy wants to present itself at that time. And what I do is I ask for guidance on what I need to know at that particular time, maybe about something that's bothering me, something I'm looking for, you know, answers about. And I literally come out of the meditation, I open up my journal and I write whatever guidance I've received in that time. And to be honest with you, a lot of times it doesn't make sense. It might be just streams of words or streams of sentences, but it always, I would say 100% of the time, does make sense. And also I find journaling very powerful to write out, you know, what our fears are and to change them into powerful ways of looking at changing the fear into something more positive. So last week when I did the video on overthinking, I asked you to do a couple of exercises, the fear exercise, the rationalizing exercise, a free writing exercise, and it gave that to you in a workbook. So while that's not in a notebook or a journal, it's the start of a process. So as you start this week ahead, it would be wonderful if you could take 5 minutes even today, more obviously if you have it, but if you don't, 5 minutes, and just sit down, open up even a blank piece of paper if you don't have a notebook, and just start with the theme of what I need to do now is, and just write and see what comes out. What I need to do now is, and this will show you what it might be that you need to connect to within yourself, what goals you need to go after, what plans you need to make. Maybe it could be just as simply to be still. What I need to do most now is to just be in stillness, to connect to myself, to travel the world, you know, to change career. And allow, don't just write like one sentence, allow whatever comes out. You can even time yourself to do this. I remember back in college at the end of my postgrad in March, we had done so much, it was all about business and it was just, you know, very business orientated in our second semester. And on our last, one of our last classes, our lecturer came in and said that she was going to do more emotional work with us and more creative work. So we got to draw out manifestation boxes and put into the box images of what we want, kind of similar to a vision board or a life canvas like we covered a couple of weeks ago. And also she got us to do a free writing exercise, which is my next steps in my life will be. And then we just wrote and she timed us and she literally set a timer. And after 3 minutes, the bell went off and we had to stop. And what it did by setting a timer was everybody was like writing and not one person in our class out of 30 people was looking around wondering what they were supposed to write. Everybody had their heads down, the pens furiously going so fast because we were limited. And actually in that space, the amount of guidance that comes out, and that's the power of journaling. It's to recognize what's going on in your mind. Sometimes our mind, not sometimes, a lot, our mind is racing, like we talked about overthinking. It's not in a rational state of mind. We might have so many worries or so many fears. We're not thinking clearly. We're getting indecisive about things. We're getting anxious or panicky about things. Also, we just don't have time to connect with ourselves and like think about how we're actually feeling sometimes. We might recognize 5 months down the road that we were really stressed right now and we really weren't dealing with things very well and we weren't in a happy place. We couldn't see it at that moment because we are so busy. And here at It's Time For Me, this is always about making time for yourself, but it goes a lot deeper than that. That's very surface level. How can I make more time for myself? This is making time for your self-care. This is making time to connect to yourself so that you're not living a life where you're floating. And in that energy of floating, you're just going along in a robotic, mundane motion where you're not fulfilling your life, you're not living on purpose, and you're also not doing the things that you want to do with yourself or with those that you love in your life. And what happens is we lose a sense of ourselves when that happens. And sometimes we don't even recognize ourselves sometimes. So, and also we don't even recognize what's going on. So this is what I'd like you to do today. I know this has taken a little bit longer to explain. I've gone around about it, but it is just to show you the power of it, that it's not just some, you know, you hear a lot of these things at the moment, or journal or write that down. I have to say some of the most powerful insights I've had in my life, the most powerful guidance I've got about things I needed to progress with, or just where I was in myself, was when I took time to sit down and write. And I do make it a bigger practice in my life now. I'd like to do it more often, but it is something. So I really am grateful for those of you who actually, you know, talked about this as a topic. And that's what I would say. There's no formula to this. And one of the people that was asking about journaling was like, how can I do it to, you know, improve my self-care? How can I do it? Like, what's your tips for like doing it daily and to do it in a structure and to have a structure around journaling? And there is no structure around it, because that's the whole point. Journaling is allowing your mind and the subconscious part of yourself to be able to just come out on paper. And that's where the magic happens, and that's where you get your biggest ideas. So I wish you a beautiful Sunday, and I really encourage you to take minimum of 5 minutes today and do a free writing exercise. And I hope you have a great Sunday. I look forward to connecting with you tomorrow.